This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We're looking for a missing persons. Cinderella. John.
Yep.
Come on. Where is the upset? Where's the drama? Where's the madness of it all? It's kind of like a March meh-ness.
Yeah.
Dull start to the tournament.
For the first time since 2017, no 13, 14, 15, or 16 seeds won in the first round.
And those were all blowouts, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Average margin, 23 points per game. We're not getting the little guy fighting to the end and getting put down. We're not seeing any of what makes March special. I feel like the soul of the tournament was missing this weekend.
It sure feels like it. And I mean, when you get to the Sweet 16, you'd like to have, at least I would like to have, maybe one Cinderella story.
Right.
And, you know, you're pulling for the little guy. Can somebody make a run? We saw it with FAU. We've seen it with a number of different teams throughout
Sister
the course.
Sister Jean.
Yeah.
Loyola Chicago.
George Mason.
Florida Gulf Coast. Dunk City.
Yeah. You have those stories. And when would you ever even hear about some of those schools?
Never.
This is that one opportunity to make a run in the tournament. It didn't happen this year. And so, yeah, I'm missing that one 14 seed or 13 seed, even a 12 seed.
See, I'm surprised to hear you say this because you don't like the little guy like I do.
No, but when it gets down to, you know, eight, yeah, okay, it's fun. It was cute. The energy was there, but that's when you want to see the teams that are the best basketball teams.
You don't want to see a couple years ago where it was like all lower seeds, right?
Right. And so all four ones are available. You know, you have a chance since, what is it, 2008 for all four ones to be in the final four.
Yeah.
I think that's unlikely. I think somebody is going to fall, probably Auburn, on what, Thursday? But it's
Friday.
Friday. Okay. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, Friday. But I do see this as, I don't know if it's NIL, transfer portal, where those little schools aren't able to hold on to some of the players that were maybe late bloomers, didn't get recruited. Now all of a sudden as sophomores, they become great players. They don't have those great moments with those schools because they've transferred to, you know, quote unquote, schools that have a chance to win a national title.
I think NIL is a huge reason we're seeing this. Like, I can speak to it from like Central Michigan. That's where I went. Talked to people out there. They don't have a robust NIL program, right? They don't really have any NIL program. So if they bring in a guy who they see something in, a diamond in the rough, a gem, whether that's from high school or the JUCO or an even smaller school, they bring that guy in, he has a great season, and then they wave bye. And it's hard to build any continuity. See, that was always the argument that the little guy had is, well, juniors and seniors and guys who had been in the program for a few years and they know the system and they know one another. And on one night, they can beat anybody. And it's what makes March and this Madness tournament so much fun. And I don't think it's at all a coincidence that this was one of the dullest opening weekends of my life. And it's the first since 07 without an 11 seed or higher left in the tournament. I mean, when you're looking around looking for your underdog and it's 10 seed Arkansas, John Calipari, I'm supposed to, Mr. One and Done. Mr. National Champion, an SEC school with the backing of the Walton family, who, by the way, is a Walmart Denver Bronco billionaire family. I'm supposed to look at them as the Cinderella. There's no Cinderella. And we need at least one. right? One upset, one moment, because it's that first game and then it feeds into the second game. It's St. Peter's. It's UMBC. First 16 to topple a one. Like, to me, those are the things that I think of and appreciate this time of year. We don't have any of them. So if you guys have a theory as to why, maybe you prefer this, right? Maybe you are happy that we get the best of the best. But I think we're missing something, and it does feel a little hollow.
Well, and it's also, okay, you think about conferences. Arkansas. I don't think that you could say, even though they're a 10 seed, that they are a Cinderella coming from the SEC.
No.
It doesn't ring like that. That should be a Cinderella. And even, you know, you look at BYU, they're a 6 seed. Arizona, a 4 seed. Like, you're talking about teams that have been there, done that, and conferences that have also been there, done that.
Ticket, text, and phone calls, 248-539-9797. Adam, you're next up. You're on 97.1.
Fellas, good morning. Happy March Madness.
What's up? Good morning.
Hey, my thing is this. We're looking for that Cinderella, but we're kind of talking about, you know, the age of NIL money and things of that nature. The Michigan Wolverines are a product of that. We won 8 games last year. There's never been a team to make the Sweet 16 that won 8 games a year prior to. We got something brewing. We got an opportunity to do something to real big. So it's, to me, it's the game has changed, and you guys know that with NIL money. These all small market schools aren't going to be able to compete. But when you look at a Cinderella story, Michigan's it. I love you guys, man. Have a good day.
Oh, come on, Adam.
You go ahead, because you know what I'm going to say.
There's no way they could be a Cinderella. They could be an underdog.
Yes.
Sure.
They could be a great story. They could be overachievers.
Yeah, I mean, the definition of an underdog is you're just, you know.
Weren't expected to be here.
Yeah, or win. Right. Like, I mean, if you're a 1.5-point dog and you win.
But you can't be.
You're the underdog.
The University of Michigan.
And be an underdog.
With all its resources, money, how they attack the portal, proven players, they can't be an underdog. I don't think any Big Ten team with success, really any Big Ten team, but especially with success in their rearview mirror, Michigan's not a Cinderella.
No, there is no Cinderella left in this year's tournament. There's just not.
No.
And the lowest seed, and you already mentioned it, is Arkansas. They're not a Cinderella.
No. Ticket text 248-539-9797. There is no Cinderella anymore. All the Power 5 schools poach talent from the mid-major schools as feeders. This is the new reality. Say goodbye to the madness we all knew and loved. The only upset of the tournament was St. John's losing on Saturday. Yeah, right?
Yeah. A 2 seed gone.
It's the only one.
That was my wife's national champion, too.
But was it really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not happy.
Maybe you guys are looking in the wrong place for it this March Madness. Maybe the Cinderella is right here in the state. Maybe it's the University of Michigan. So more people echoing that. Guys.
Okay, they could be the biggest underdog, which I don't even know that they're the biggest underdog right now.
Texter says, did he call the number 2 team in the Big Ten a Cinderella story? Really? Yeah.
I don't think that you could be a team unless... No, I mean, unless the only way that you could come out of the SEC or the Big Ten, or even the Big 12 is, let's just say, let's take the worst team in the Big Ten, Washington this year. They won 4 games in conference. If they went on a run and got an auto bid because they won the Big Ten tournament, and then they made a Sweet 16 run, you might be able to call them a Cinderella.
That would be a stretch.
It'd be a Cinderella season.
But yeah, okay, that's a better case than Michigan, who had the second best record in the Big Ten.
Yeah.
Michigan, with how much money that athletic department grosses, and to say, oh, yeah.
So the top 3 teams in the Big Ten, Michigan State, Maryland, Michigan, are they all still playing?
Yeah.
Yeah. So they can't be a Cinderella.
It's a slap in the face to St. Peter's to be like, oh, yeah, Michigan, St. Peter's, couple Cinderellas in recent memory. No. Now, someone does connect Oakland a year ago and says they're a great example of this. Says, look, they couldn't keep a lot of their players from last year. Says 3 guys to the portal, larger programs. That's the story of where the sport's headed.
Yeah.
And you could point out we're not that far removed from a Cinderella with Oakland a year ago, but I think they're showing you how it's going to be harder and harder.
Yeah. Was it Goki? Is that his name?
Yeah. Jack
graduated.
Yeah, he's gone.
Yeah.
Townsend's at Arizona now. Remember, he's the local kid. His parents both played here. Yeah. What a great story. I don't blame him. Campy knew it was going to happen. He got offered a bag. He's playing at Arizona.
Yeah.
They found him. They developed him. He's their guy, and he's gone as soon as he has a moment. And that's what makes it so tough. 248-539-9797. You tell us where Cinderella's gone and if it bothers you. Because to me, it did feel a little hollow. Texter says, what are you talking about? There were great games all weekend. Apparently, we watched a different weekend of sports. John, how many good games were there? I can probably count them on one hand, and we played like 20-plus games, right? Oh, no, 40-plus games.
Yeah, so, I mean, I'm just trying to go through games that I thought were nail-biters.
So you could go with the one buzzer beater we had, which is the very end of the weekend. They finally gave us some drama, Colorado State and Maryland. That was compelling, right? You got Colorado State jumping out to an early lead, and then down the wire we go in a buzzer beater. But that felt like
BYU-Wisconsin got close at the end.
But it was double digits for most of the game. Same with like Florida-UConn was tight, but it was like 10 points in the final minute. The score at the end isn't indicative of the game. Like, just use yesterday. Duke blows out Baylor. Alabama blows out St. Mary's. Kentucky, Illinois, they kept them at arm's length the entire way. Most of the games were bad games.
Yeah, and even Arkansas, St. John's. All right, it was a good game because we were looking at it like St. John's is the number two team, but Arkansas led almost the entire way.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Houston, Gonzaga. It was ugly, and the Zags made a little bit of a run in drama, so if you want to count it, fine, but those are few and far between. Where is Cinderella, and do you even care? It's 97.1.